From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I literally, at every showtime, would go through the show. I would say it out loud, try to have the same sort of energy, you know, keep the rhythm of the day going, because the nighttime is when it all happens for us. So still keep that life going, because you never knew when it was going to end.
My position is carpenter, stage right. Well, we're going to make sure that everything runs smoothly. We're probably going to run all our pieces, make it safe. Check up in the grid, check all the motors, check all the pieces, check all our automation, make sure everything's safe for all our folks to get back in the theater. And we'll be up and running. I have a 7 o'clock curtain tonight, and we certainly will put the show on.
The Annapolis Conference has thus been the beginning, not the end, of a new, serious, and substantive effort to achieve peace in the Middle East. This work will be hard. It involves risks and sacrifices for all concerned.
In furtherance of the goal of two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and security, we agree to immediately launch good faith bilateral negotiations in order to conclude a peace treaty, resolving all outstanding issues, including all core issues, without exception, as specified in previous agreements.
This just happens to be a difference between Mayor Giuliani and myself and probably others on the stage as well, which is we're going to have to recognize in this country that we welcome people here legally. But the mayor said, and I quote almost verbatim, which is if you happen to be in this country in an undocumented status, and that means you're here illegally, then we welcome you here. That's the wrong attitude, and that's the course we're going to have to pursue.
Mayor Giuliani? It's unfortunate, but Mitt generally criticizes people in a situation in which he's had far the worst record. At his own home, illegal immigrants were being employed. So I would say he had sanctuary mansion, not just sanctuary city.
All right. I have a great record on fiscal conservatism, but one thing I've learned, you know, when you get attacked, it's not always bad. It's like my old pastor used to tell me, when they're kicking you in the rear, it's just proven you're still out front.